Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Seth Blatter is finally leaving. And I'll tell you one thing he's not doing. He's not on tour. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Actually, Destroy the Evidence might be something Seth Blatter would do well to do right now. This is all, especially as after that was called Waiting in Line. Will he be waiting in line for the court case thanks to the FBI investigation? Who knows? The important thing is that was the first track this week by a band called Not On Tour. Sorry for the confusion. I'm terribly excited. They're all the way from Tel Aviv, Israel, Tony.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I believe that's the first Israeli band we've ever played on the show. Certainly the first Israeli girl-fronted band we've ever played on the show. And happy as well that, once again, women seem to play a prominent role in Israeli society.
Good. Excellent.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So well done them. Great song as well. That was that's a song from... Now, right, I'll explain all this in a second. Let's do this bit first. What is Not On Tour's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/NotOnTour.
It is. It's Tony Watt, probably being the internet nil. A fine start, young man.
Excellent.
So I should explain what's happening this week. I had a little bit of a shortage of songs coming through independently this week. Normally I have a handful of them, but this week's a slow week. So I decided to go online and just do something that any of our listeners can do at any point, which is type into Google or whatever your search engine of choice is, free punk download. But I put free punk download 2015 to get something recent and found two free punk compilation albums that have come out in the last month.
Brilliant.
So what I decided to do was play four tracks from each. How about that for a great idea?
Excellent.
Absolutely. So that is from a Bory Punk Asso special, which I've actually got some information for it right here. Here goes. Belgian punk label and festival organisation Bory Punk Asso have just released the ninth volume of their international punk compilations, and it's free to download. This one features 16 international punk and hardcore acts and is a good way to discover some new bands. There you go. So that's what we've done this week with that. But guess what? There's another one as well, Tony.
Okay.
And that is our old mate Squid Hat Records, who we played several tracks of before, have released a free punk compilation in May entitled Locals Only, a Las Vegas punk rock bowling compilation. 12 tracks, all from Las Vegas-based bands. Both of these albums are entirely free to download, so you'd be mad not to do it. Anyway, we're giving you a choice selection of the songs this week with a little bit of a interesting mix in the middle when we play something from the vaults, of course. But anyway, it means that next up we are playing something from the Las Vegas compilation, and we'll be alternating the tracks between throughout the show. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Right. So next up we've got a band, and again, I don't know too much about these bands. You will have to do obviously more research yourself. One way to do that, Tony, if you'd like to find out more about Mercy Music, is to go to their Reverb Nation page, which is
ReverbNation.com/Mercy Music?
No, ReverbNation.com/Mercy Music for you. Paulie B and Internet One, Tony One, painless.
It's true. Painless.
Listening to Rich Morton's Sound Underneath Us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mercy Music, Painless. Obviously, I will be reminding you throughout the show, but these tracks are available for free on the two compilations we're featuring. Make sure you check them out online. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for... I'm never going to tire of that. Never, ever. Never, never, never.
Never.
So what have you got?
Got Facebook comments. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please leave a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Leave us a comment. Get in touch. That's what it's all there for. One comment this week is from Graham.
Hi, Graham.
Hi, Graham's been in touch.
Hello, Graham.
And he's green. He's saying, I'll never get tired of Paul B. Edwards saying he'll never get tired of the Facebook jingle.
And I'll never get tired of him saying it. I'll never get tired of me doing it either.
Exactly. But we'll just never get tired.
Tony, what will you never get tired of?
I'll never get tired of you not never getting tired of Graham never getting tired of you saying you'll never get tired of the Facebook jingle.
Guess what?
I think.
Guess what, Tony?
Sorry.
I'll never get tired of you never getting tired, of me never getting tired, of Graham never getting tired, of me saying I'll never get tired on Facebook.
Nice.
I'll never get tired of that.
Never get tired of Seth Blatter leaving. Anyway.
So that concludes something that I'll never get tired of never getting tired of the fact that Graham will never get tired of me never getting tired of the fact that I'll never get tired of the fact that someone will never get tired of the fact that you've probably never got tired of the fact that anyone's never got tired of the fact that this is happening now.
Facebook.
And there you go.
I'll never get tired of that. Right. Two songs in a row now.
Okay.
And it's one of each. So first up, we've got the Belgians. And secondly, we've got the Las Vegans. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Although the band we're about to play aren't from Belgium. It's just the Belgian label, stroke, organisers, festival organisers, etc, etc. This is a band from France, from Picardie. And a band called Les Apeurs. I hope I've said that right. Les Apeurs. What do I know is, Tony, what is Les Apeurs Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Les Apeurs?
It is indeed. Les Apeurs. It is indeed. And it's L-I-S-A-A-P-E-U-R. My apologies to Les Apeurs if we are just taking the mickey out of your name. We're actually taking the mickey out of the way we pronounce it because we're so stupid. Two cracking songs coming up. Here comes the first one. Pas comme eux.
Ils se sont taillés, en poussant à côté. Ils se sont taillés, et ils te disent que ça leur plaît. Tu les connais, ils sont amis et ça t'ennuie. Ils te disent qu'un jour, il faut arrêter les conneries. Mais n'abandonne jamais, ne fais pas comme eux. Il y a un espoir dans chaque larme, un sourire dans chaque larme. N'abandonne jamais, ne fais pas comme eux. Yeah.
se disent que ça leur plaît.
Ils n'abandonnent jamais. Ne fais pas comme eux. Il y a un espoir dans chaque larme, un sourire dans chaque drame. N'abandonne jamais. Ne fais pas comme eux. Il y a un espoir dans chaque larme, un sourire dans chaque drame.
Bag.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I feel like I'm slurring a bit. Do you feel like I'm slurring a bit?
No, you sound fine.
Good, because often when I've been to the mental hygienist, it takes a couple of hours for me to get used to the fact I've got a clean mouth. And I do feel like I'm slurring a bit, but trust me, it's not the booze for once. That was, speaking of booze, that was a track called Cheers to That by a band called Eliza Battle, Tony.
Okay. Cool.
What I want to know is, what is Eliza Battle's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Eliza Battle?
No, Facebook.com/Eliza Battle Las Vegas, what with them being one of the Squid Hat compilation bands.
Ah.
All of you on the internet. To Tony 2. However, do you know where the name Eliza Battle comes from, Tony?
It rings a bell, but no, no.
It doesn't ring a bell, Tony.
It doesn't ring a bell at all, Paul. Where's it from?
I'll tell you, the Eliza Battle was a Tom Bigby River steamboat that ran a route between Columbus, Mississippi, former home of Jeff Ugly Shoes, and a place I visited, by the way, and Mobile, Alabama during the 1850s. She was destroyed in a fire on the river near modern Pennington, Alabama, on March the 1st, 1858. It was the greatest maritime disaster in Tombigbee River history, with an estimated 33 people killed. The disaster and its aftermath saw the Eliza Battle enter southwestern Alabama folklore as a ghost ship, with numerous purported sightings of the burning ship from just north of Pennington to Nanafalia downriver. There you go. I'd like to thank Wikipedia for that information.
You're right, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't, did you? When you said it rings a bell, I thought, I don't know how. Did you do anything last week?
No. Didn't.
Brilliant.
No. What are you up to?
Always nice to be filled in on your movements. I went to Oslo, had a right old laugh, and thanks to Matt Price and Matt Green for doing such great jobs. And also, thanks to the two Norwegian-based acts that showed up to short sets, and to a guy called Paul Haslam, who is a guy I've known for many years, who is and was a promoter in sort of the greater Manchester area, puts on stand-up comedy shows. And he was in Oslo for the weekend, and he asked me if there was anything going on. I went, is there? You can come to my comedy club. So him and his wife went to our comedy club. It was really, really good fun. Had a great time. Thanks to everyone that came down. Yes, all the usual fun and games. I haven't got time to talk about it right now, basically.
Okay, cool.
But it was brilliant, and it was a nice end of season, and we had a really, really good time. And I even got the chance to share a beer with a dog in a pub.
Right.
Hey.
Well, there you go.
Went in Oslo. So, should we just do the next one?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not sure whether we're rattling through this or not, are we? We seem to...
It's hard to gauge.
Maybe we're just getting a lot of information into a small amount of time. I'm not sure, but anyway. It's time for From the Vaults, Tony. And From the Vaults this week takes a break from Squid Hat and Bory Punk Asso. I've picked a track this week to reflect the fact that that Eurovision's gone a bit mental. And, you know, the other week I was saying we still can't understand why the Eurovision Song Contest had someone from Australia in it.
Yeah.
I figured the best thing to do was pick someone from Australia from the vaults, Tony.
Nice.
So what I did, I picked a track by The Dark Shadows. Now, we haven't had much information from The Dark Shadows recently, formerly Bridget Hanley and The Dark Shadows, but I know that Bridget Hanley has or is in the process of doing an acoustic tour of Europe right now, and I also know that The Dark Shadows have plans, I believe, for a new single out, unless it was last September, and they never sent us it. Certainly, there was a new single due. So it seemed appropriate that we would play a track off the album that they very kindly gave to me at a gig that I went to see in North London two or three years ago now, called Darkness Calls, which features tracks from two or three of their EPs that came out in a row, and it's really, really good. And we're going to play the first track of it, track one of it this week, Tony, that we have played on the show before. What I want to know is, what is The Dark Shadows' website?
I'm going to be cheeky and say bridgethanley.com.
No, that would be very cheeky indeed, but it is, of course, thedarkshadows.com.au. Nowhere near there. Probably in Internet 3, Tony 2. A very, very warm hello to Bridget and Ned and, of course, Carly Chalk. Carly Chalk. So you got a funny way of talking and a funny way of chalking, Carly Chalker. This is Dave Likes Dolls.
Dolls. Dolls. Dolls. Don't look on eBay.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bridget Hanley in the Dark Shadows, aka the Dark Shadows and Dave Likes Dolls. Terrific song. Very difficult to pin them down to one particular genre, Tony.
Right. Yeah.
I would say. But kind of up-tempo goth indie rock and roll, and because of their look they end up on quite a few psychobilly gigs as well, so there's lots of opportunities to see them, particularly obviously if you're in Australia, but if not, they tour in Europe regularly, so check them out, thedarkshadows.com.au. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's
International Gig Guide 12 bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. There's nothing on Thursday or Sunday. Well, Sunday's open mic night. So I'm going to do Wednesday, Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
So this Wednesday, tomorrow night as we record, Josh and band and more to be confirmed. So it's Wednesday night, it could be anything. Who knows?
There's not a lot of information. £3.
Fiver.
Oh!
Must be a good band.
Yeah.
Friday night. Black State Highway, Louise Distress, Revolvers at Dawn, and DJs David Mortal, Liam Young, My Mother is a Punk Rock Party Presents Night. It's all a bit new Friday night there.
Is it?
Bear that in mind. How much do you think that is?
£6.
Fiver.
Oh!
There you go. And finally, Saturday night, No Second Chance, Murder Circuit, Spawn of Disgust, Strike Back, Guilt Trip and Vaults.
Spawn of Disgust. Right, is it someone's night or is it just...
No, it doesn't say anything. It does sound suspiciously like a Ruction Records
night. It does sound a bit like a Ruction Records night. Anyway, should we go £6 for that one?
Yeah, it's £6.
It is, so 556. So that is, all right, 666, 510. That's 55 doors down, isn't it?
Yeah.
55 doors down, same side of the street. Do you think they're not at least?
Nah.
Think they'll be on nodding terms?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe on nodding terms with the Beast, who knows? Anyway, that concludes. And should we have the Katie Boyle sing along here?
Yeah, go on.
I think we should. That concludes.
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Never get tired of that.
I'll never get tired of that either.
Never get tired of that.
I might, actually. I'd more like to get tired of that one than the other one.
Okay.
I'll tire a meat tone, but never tire a fish.
Okay.
In joke for those people who saw the 1970s film Running Around the Mulberry Bush, the first film about Stevenage, but not the last. I'll tire a meat, but never tire a fish. Two songs in a row, Tone.
Okay.
So we're back now to... let me see here. So now we're back now to the Bory Punk Asso and then it'll be followed by a squid hat this time.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yes?
Mm-hmm. It does, yep.
This time we've got a band called Primate Joke, and I haven't written down where they're from. Terribly sorry about that, but I think it might be Brussels. My apologies to Primate Joke if they are not from Brussels. Again, don't forget, you can download all of the tracks other than the Dark Shadows track for free this week via Free Compilations, of which this is one. Stay tuned for a track by a band called Battleborn, who have come via Las Vegas. But first up, Tony, what is Primate Joke's Bandcamp page?
Primatejoke.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie Williams 3, and this is Like a Band de Brannier.
Sure to fight.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was punk metal from Las Vegas, a band called Battleborn and The Killers. I'm loving it. I love LA punk anyway. It's just, it really, LV punk. I love Las, well, I like LA punk as well, but there's something about Las Vegas punk. It's got a very individual style, and often a lot of it seems to have very distinct beats, for want of a better expression.
Right. Okay, cool.
However, I do just want to mention Primate Joke, the band before that, with their track La Cabane de Brunier. I don't know about you, Tony, but I think the French language really lends itself to punk rock.
All right, okay.
I think it really fits, because it's kind of, even though when speaking it's not clipped, when sung it's not clipped, and it goes, it just says, I do not care about you or me. I do not care about the government. I like anarchy. I believe that's how it is. Anyway, just a thought, really. But I like French punk, basically.
Okay, good.
And we like, do you remember Jean Bleu? We really like Jean Bleu.
Yeah.
Of course, between crazy French punk and crazy French psychobilly. Wonder what happened to Jean Bleu. Jean Bleu, if you're listening, are you still going? They were brilliant. They were from Tours, I think, which is where I'd been.
Okay.
I'd been there once, yeah. Anyway, less about that, more about this. Are you doing anything this week, Tony? What's Battleborn's Facebook page?
facebook.com/battleborn band.
Oh, nearly. facebook.com/battleborn music. Probably be an internet 4, Tony 3. It's a right humdinger of a battle this week. Are you doing anything this week?
This week we're getting the hall decorated at home, so that's all happening, and we're planning the holiday still. We were thinking of Italy, we're now thinking maybe Portugal.
Right.
So it's lots of planning and things happening, but nothing actually happening, just looking forward. So no, but kind of. What are you
sometimes
up to?
I don't know how I keep up with you.
I know people do have that problem.
You're a whirlwind. I've got my shows in Bulldog Kitchen and Lecture this week. They all feature Eddie Brimson and Jeff Innocent. You can find out more about them by at lastminutecomedy.com, which I now upkeep that website myself. So, no, I don't need you anymore. Not the way I used to, anyway. but I still like you very much. The Bulldog Show is at the Orange Tree in Bulldog, and Hitchin One at Woodside Hall, Lechworth One. Very last ever show at Lechworth Arts Centre, so make sure you do get down to that. More news in future weeks about our plans for the Lechworth area, but two fantastic stand-up comics, both utterly bald, and I've not got a lot left, so it's pretty much a baldy man show this weekend. Really good fun. As I say, find out all the details at lastminutecomedy.com. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Suppose we're getting on with it.
I think we are, yeah.
Minga Wash, Choco's Yawn.
Tu te seras plus de passer de l'euphorie de la...
Listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Sometimes it comes a point in a man's life when he just has to shout out, Minga Wash, Choco John. There was a reason for it. I think it might be Choco Jean. Anyway, they're from Tournai, which I believe is in France as well. What is Minga Wash's or Minga Wash's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Minga Wash.
It is M-I-N-G-A Wash, W-A-S-H. Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 4. This is a thriller,
isn't it?
It's an absolute thriller. Hope you enjoyed Minga Wash. Anyway, by the way, if you have enjoyed the bands, make sure you do let us know which ones you like, and we'll try and feature them more in the future. Feel like a good idea?
It does. You can certainly leave it on our Facebook page if you so wish.
You certainly could. Now, have you got a twat?
I do.
That's a relief.
Yeah, no, isn't it just? Thanks for your twat nominations. It's been a bit thin on the ground recently, so please do make sure you get them through. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. And that's what Ian Coy didn't do this week, because he emailed you.
Not exactly, but do you know what? I was in a really, really benevolent mood, so I just forwarded it without criticising.
I noticed that. Yes, so it always come through to me, but preferably to me.
Don't send it to me.
No. Right, he says, my mate Carlos from Bradford-on-Avon is a twat.
Hey, do you know what? I've done a gig in Bradford-on-Avon, and I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I've never been.
Actually, the night I was there, someone said, what do you think of Bradford-on-Avon? And I said, I quite like it. He said, really? Because normally when people walk in, you hear things like, welcome to Bradford-on-Avon, the death of opportunity.
Right. That's quite specific.
Or the graveyard of opportunity or something. A bit harsh. I thought it was quite nice.
Okay. Whereas to Carlos from Bradford-on-Avon is a twat. Him and his better half recently bought an old truck and have spent money, blood and sweat doing it up. First trip today, quick stop in town for provisions, and he lost the only key he had. Glad I was not present. It would not have been a pretty sight. But sorted now and going just 24 hours late. So I hope you can nominate that my mate Carlos, the best twat I know. That's from Ian Corey.
I don't have a problem with that.
It's short but sweet, and sometimes that's how we like them.
Yeah.
So
sometimes we just like a short, sweet twat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
So for renovating an old truck, and then on the first trip out losing the key, Carlos from Bradford-on-Avon is a twat.
He is indeed. Now, also interesting about trucks and that, my mate Ben has just bought a mobile cinema.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I've got a feeling it was on the TV either yesterday or might have been today, even on that horrible thing, the One Show, that I refuse to watch. So, well, sorry Ben, I watched. But if you watching a one show or you do this week or whatever it is, whenever it's on, however it works out, if you see a piece about a bloke with a mobile cinema, it's my mate Ben.
How does that work then?
A cinema, but it's mobile.
Oh, excellent. Oh, clues in the name then, isn't it?
It's a big lorry that you get in the back, and it's a little cinema in it, basically.
So you sit inside it rather than it projects it outside?
Yeah, sit inside it, yeah. Oh, it's nice. An amazing piece. It's getting real old. It's like, must have been built in the 50s or 60s or something. It's just a fantastic thing.
Oh, cool.
Mate, but yeah, I didn't know he bought it until he posted on Facebook. I've bought this. And everyone went, that's nuts. And 3 days later, he went, oh, the telly have been in touch. Do you want to do a thing on it? Clearly aren't many around. I think you'll probably find out why before long. I just think it does about half a mile to the gallon.
Right.
And any screenings, I doubt they'll hold more than 20 people, so it'll probably be £500 a ticket to watch, I don't know, Grease. Anyway, I'd quite like to watch Grease on a truck.
That's, yeah, you sold it to me already.
I know, yeah. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Could we hold hands? Bagsy, I'm a T-Bird. You'd be a pink lady.
Of course.
Of course you would. You're no stranger.
Would have been my first time.
No stranger to a dress, Tony. Right, last track this week. Excited to play this because I've kind of saved this one until last for obvious reasons. Punky Radio has a fine history of singing songs with swear words in, playing songs with swear words in, and indeed enjoying songs with swear words in. And all the way from East Las Vegas, I'll give you a band called Sounds of Threat. Tony, what is Sounds of Threat's Facebook page?
facebook.com/soundsofthreat.
It is, which makes it Tony 5 probably being in step 4, but you know what?
What's that?
I don't give a fuck. That's about it for this week. You had a good time, Tony?
Always.
Always, indeed. That was Sounds of Threat, and I don't give a fuck. Don't forget, all the tracks, bar the Dark Shadows track that are on this week's show, are available on free downloads via the net. If you just type in Squid Hat or Bory Punk Asso, B-O-R-I-P-U-N-K Asso, you will find them. So I'll just read the bits and bobs out again, shall I?
Yeah.
So for the Bory Punk Asso one, Actually, I don't think it's got a name, has it? It's just their latest international punk compilation. So if you type in Bory Punk Asso and International Punk Compilation, May 2015, you will find it. And also the Squid Hat one is Locals Only, a Las Vegas punk rock bowling compilation. You'll find that as well. And you can download those, all those tracks for free. And I recommend you do. Maybe you can very quickly mention the stations online that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Radio Andra, Radio ANDRA.SE, and finally on TBFM, which is TBFMonline.co.uk.
I'd like to say we'll be back to normal next week, but I don't know what normal is, quite frankly. Hopefully I'll see some of you guys down at my comedy gigs this weekend in Bulldog Kitchen. Let's just more information, lastminutecomedy.com. Terms and conditions apply. And maybe you could just say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog! A-poog!
But you can't.